This is Radio Nepal. I'm T.K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. CPN-UML, the Central Committee elected by party's 10th National Congress, approves revisions to party statute, expands the Central Committee size from 251 to 301 members. President Podil asks Gabon to solely focus on holding March 5th House of Representatives election. Anti-corrupt body CIAA files a charge sheet against former MP Santosh Salise in illegal property accumulation case, and at least 11 people killed in shooting at a Jewish festival at Bondi Beach in Australia. Now the news in detail. The final meeting of the Central Committee elected by the 10th National Congress of the CPN-UML held today has approved the revisions to the party's statute previously set by the statute convention. According to the decision, the Central Committee will now comprise 301 members, up from 251 member limit established by the statute convention. According to today's decision of the Central Committee, the CPN-UML will now have 19 office bearers, 1 chairperson, 5 vice chairpersons, 1 general secretary, 3 deputy general secretaries, and 9 secretaries. Similarly, the number of standing committee members will be one-third of Politburo, and the Politburo will consist of 99 members. Meanwhile, the closed session of the CPN-UML's ongoing 11th National Convention have begun today. According to the UML leaders, including former Prime Minister and Party Chairperson K.P. Sharma Oli, Senior Vice Chairperson Iswar Pokhrel, and others, addressed the closed session of the convention being held at Bhrikuti Mandap of Kathmandu today. Similarly, with the start of the closed session, the CPN-UML Central Election Commission has published the voters' list and the election schedule for selecting the new leadership. Although the 11th National Convention of the CPN-UML, which began yesterday, was initially scheduled to continue until Monday, the Central Election Commission has revised the schedule and published a program extending until Tuesday, the 16th of December. According to the published schedule, time has been allotted until 11 a.m. on Monday for filing claims and objections regarding the list of representatives, and the process of candidate nomination will begin tomorrow. Likewise, the voting for the selection of the new leadership will take place on the 16th of December from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. The CPN-UML stated that a total of 263 representatives from across the country are participating in the ongoing general convention. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIA, has filed a corruption case against Santosh Salise, former member of the dissolved House of Representatives, on charges of acquiring illegal assets. Salise, who also served as chairperson of the Finance Committee under the Federal Parliament, is also former mayor of Gokarneswar Municipality in Kathmandu. According to a press release issued today by the CIAA Assistant Spokesperson Ganesh Bahadur Adhikari, the Commission has filed the case at the Special Court in Kathmandu, claiming recovery of more than 36.8 million rupees in illicitly accumulated property. The CIAA also stated that Salise accumulated disproportionate and unnatural wealth by acting contrary to the dignity and responsibilities of public office while in power. President Ramchandra Podil has suggested that the government should entirely focus on holding the House of Representatives election scheduled for the 5th of March next year. According to the President's press advisor Kiran Pokhrel, receiving the annual report of the National Security Council of the fiscal year 2024-25, the head of the state asked the government to discharge its responsibility without impacting the upcoming polls. The Prime Minister and Chair of the National Security Council, Sushila Karki, submitted the report to the President. Prime Minister Sushila Karki asserted that it is the responsibility of the state to protect and promote inclusion, social justice, and cultural and linguistic diversity. inaugurating the 26th board meeting of the National Foundation for Development of Indigenous Nationalities in Kathmandu today, Prime Minister Kharki commended the foundation's contributions in ensuring recognition, rights, culture, and overall development of the indigenous communities across the country. The Prime Minister also expressed her confidence that the decisions, guidelines and policy recommendations to be made by the meeting would be relevant for the effective implementation of the national policies. Two elephant cubs born at the Elephant Breeding and Training Center at Khorsur in Chitone National Park are to be sent to Qatar on the 17th of December. The two cubs, named at Rudrakali and Khagendra Prasad, raised and trained at the breeding center and the sheltered at Sauraha Hathisar, are about to be transferred to Qatar. Dr. Hari Bhadra Acharya, the information officer of the Department of the National Parks and Wildlife Conservation, said that the two elephant cubs are to be sent to Qatar via a chartered cargo plane from the Faidahua International Airport. Previously, Nepal has been presenting various wild animals, such as the one-horned rhinoceros and elephants, to different friendly nations as gifts. Nepal had expressed its commitment to gift elephants to Qatar during the official visit of the then President Vidya Devi Bhandari in 2018. This news comes from Daily Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Fiber, internet, paper, telecom, go back. Internet, TV, telephone, data, ekesa.
Karma TV, hennus, ya internet, chalaunus, phone garnus, data chalaunus, sajilota ekesa.
Fiber, internet, tibragati ko sansar. Telephone, internet, TV, sabai kura ma bharma. Nepal Telecom ko fiber, internet. नयाँ चडान गर्न तथा मर्मत गर्न घरमै बसी बसी 198 डायल गरे पुग्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
वेलकम ब्याक. नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज. In celebration of the establishment of the Autonomous Parliament Service, the Federal Parliament Service Day has been commemorated today. The Federal Parliament Secretary arranged several events for this occasion. The day is marked to honour the establishment of the Parliament Service through a separate act aimed at enhancing the effectiveness, dignity and professionalism of parliamentary practice. The Parliament Service Day is commemorated every year on the 28th of Mangsar, as per the Nepali calendar, in remembrance of the day that the Parliament Service Day was issued on the 13th of December in 2001. Meanwhile, the Federal Parliament Service has awarded four employees for their outstanding performance. Speaker Devraj Khimere and National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal presented awards to them amidst a program held today on the occasion of the 19th Parliament Service Day. Before this, Speaker Khimere and National Assembly Chairperson Dahal launched the Samsat Sewa, a special souvenir publication of the Federal Parliament Secretariat. You are listening to Radio Nepal Jet Peming Listeners Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. New South Wales Police in Australia say 11 people have been killed in a shooting at Bondi Beach targeting a Jewish community, with 29 taken to hospital, including a child. According to the BBC, an event being held at the beach to mark the start of Hanukkah had more than 1,000 in attendance. A rescue bomb disposal unit has also been deployed after police found a vehicle which they believe has several improvised explosive devices. Meanwhile, South Wales Premier Chris Minns says mass shootings are rare in Australia and that makes the incident more shocking. Police say one gunman has also been killed and a second suspect is in critical condition. Hamas has confirmed the killing of senior commander Raed Saad in an Israeli attack in Gaza in the highest-profile assassination of a senior figure in Palestinian group since the October ceasefire. Al Jazeera cited the Israeli military as saying that it killed Saad in an attack on Saturday near Gaza City. At least 25 people were also wounded. Confirming Saad's killing in a video statement on Sunday, Hamas Gaza chief Khalil al-Haya accused Israel of violating the ceasefire. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be partly cloudy over the hill regions of Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali, Sudar Pashchim provinces, and the hill regions of Bagmati province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. CPN-UML's Central Committee elected by Party Strength National Congress approves revisions to party statute, expands Central Committee size from 251 to 301 members. President Podil asks government to solely focus on holding March 5th House of Representatives election. Anti-graft body CIA files a charge sheet against former MP Santosh Chalasa in illegal property accumulation case. And at least 11 people killed in shooting at Jewish festival at Bondi Beach in Australia. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.